Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs? Let's dive right into it. This one's from Carrie. Hey, Eric, I'm kind of a clean freak and love having an organized house. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's really nice.
That being said, I was wondering, do you face all your bottles the same way in the fridge like I do? All my waters, all my beers, all my pop faces forward. And all the ones that were there longer are moved to the front when restocking, and the new ones go to the back. Is this normal, or am I weird? Thank you, Carrie. That's a good question, Carrie. I don't do any of that.
You don't?
No, everything is haphazard. I don't even think I put things in the right places. I just find a spot. I find an opening.
Oh.
I know. It would give you a complete headache to look in there, wouldn't it?
It's
and
just a
And I know you
mess.
Probably find that surprising, don't you?
Yeah, well, you do seem very organized.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't pay that close attention. Although, if I'm putting in new pop, I do move the old to the front and the new to the back. Same thing, a la yogurt, because I know the stuff in the back will eventually expire if I just keep pushing it in the back.
Yeah, right. Once in a while you find that one in the back, like, oh, right. 1998.
Should I,
okay,
should
perfect.
I eat it?
Right, and you're thinking, wow, I haven't cleaned my fridge since 1998?
Right.
Yeah. Wow, I spent a lot of time out blading. I should have been in here cleaning the fridge.
With your Walkman.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think most people face all their bottles the same way? Do you think she does the same with, like, in the door with the mustards, the ketchups, the barbecue sauces?
Yeah, got to read those labels.
You definitely have to put the bigger bottles towards the back and the smaller ones in front. Like, you're never going to get to the Worcestershire.
The who?
The Worcestershire? Worcestershire sauce?
I don't know. It's a guy I went to college with. Johnny Worcestershire.
How do you say that? I hate that one.
Worcestershire.
But it's a stupid word.
Right. It is a stupid word. It's and not a and a very grimy area of the country.
Also true.
Worcestershire.
Worcester Mass.
Worcester Mass. Yeah,
I have no idea what that word is.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But yeah. So
and I don't use that sauce. I don't even have any.
Really?
Of it,
so,
right.
Because
yeah.
I put it on steak sometimes in the glaze.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Good tip. So you were saying something about your Worcester.
Yeah.
Where are we going with that?
That bottle is really small, so I got to put it like in front of like the ketchup, the mustard, you know, all of those. But I think people are pretty organized in their fridge.
312-233-1019. What is your, and I don't even know if we'll get anybody, but we might, and if we do, it's going to be really interesting, I think. Okay. What is your one refrigerator quirk? You know, like the Worcestershire sauce.
The Worcestershire.
Has to be in the front of the ketchup, because if it's not, yeah. Worlds collide. The whole balance of the ecosystem is thrown off.
Oh, there's so many
The ecosystem
things.
Of the refrigerator is out of whack. A lot of quirks. A lot of refrigerator quirks.
I knew
312-233-1019. Hi, Cheryl. Hi. Your refrigerator, the whole balance is thrown off unless what?
All the salad dressing, the labels all have to face the same direction, and it has to go from cream to vinaigrette.
Oh, wow. Wow, so it's style of dressings in descending order.
Has to be.
Uh-huh. Do they go in the door or do they go in the main part?
On the door.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what if all of a sudden the ranch ends up on one end and right in the middle is a vinaigrette? Does ever get that? Do you have to readjust the whole thing or do you think about it all day if you don't?
Adjusted right away.
Right away.
Yeah, take care of that.
Can't live that way. Can't live that way. It's like dogs and cats living together. Mm-hmm. Jeanette.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My refrigerator, the vegetables have to be on the top shelf, which is colder. To me, it seems colder.
Uh-huh.
And the pop has to be on the bottom shelf on the door.
On the door.
On the door.
Okay.
Yes, it's just because if it gets all, it's easier to wipe off.
Right.
And it can't be on the bottom. Uh-huh. And if you use the ketchup and the mustard, you have to wipe everything off.
Oh, I got to.
Before you put it back
For
in.
For sure. Yeah. Why don't your vegetables go in the crisper? Isn't that what that thing's called?
Yeah,
the drawer.
Crisper, that's right, the drawer.
Yeah, why not? What goes there?
Because then people forget about eating them.
Good
that's
call.
So true.
My son does not open the drawer. He has to see everything on the shelf, be able to eat it.
Right.
He does not move things. So, but everything has to be on the top because it seems like it gets
Right, yeah, I guess seen first. Yeah, so you're not using the drawer because people forget it. That's where Whip keeps all of his 1995 yogurt.
That's totally true. One day
right
I might
in
get
the drawer,
to it.
Yeah, next to that 1996 broccoli.
Totally. Don't waste it.
Amanda.
Yes.
In your refrigerator, there are rules.
Yes, absolutely. You see, now, I really love an organized refrigerator as well, awesome. But my husband takes it to the next level.
Right.
So when he brings home cases of beer, depending on what brand it is.
Right, just to get through the day. Right.
Right. But he makes the kids restock the fridge, and same thing, move it all to the front, and they all have to be lined up by brand, and the labels have to be perfectly lined up outside, so that's like one of the chores
right.
for the kids.
Yeah. Visually, it has to fit geometrically in order to make the beer taste right.
Exactly.
Totally.
Now, is it all one brand? Is it all one brand, or does he mix and match?
Well, no, yeah, they're different depending on the mood. You know, everybody has an assortment in their refrigerator, but yeah, they have to be in the same, you know, all of the Budweiser has to be together, all of the Heineken has to be together.
Your
so,
Pabst,
you know.
Your Pabst has to be in there.
Next to the other can.
Right, all that stuff. And if it's not, then you send the kids in there and go, let's clean this up.
Fix the beer.
Let's clean this up or hit the road. This isn't a free show around here. Let's get this done and get this done now. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. I learned a lot.
I feel
like I need to go home and get my fridge organized.
I know. I can't wait to go throw some stuff out.
All right. The mix, 312-233-1019. I think this is going to be very helpful. I really do. I'm optimistic about this. Melissa, about every 2 hours, is sending me videos of her computer as she checks for her COVID-19 results. All right.
Very thorough.
Yes. But then this happens. Stacy.
Hi. I think you should tell her that COVID test results automatically go to her spam folder.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Test results
right,
automatically
like she's
go
missing
to your
them.
Spam folder.
Yeah, like she's sitting there doing all this, but she's missing
them. That's going to cause her to go into a full-fledged meltdown.
Oh, right. Just to scare her?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Or like a prank.
You could go with the more gentle approach, John.
Yeah, I would say that we really don't need to hear from you until you get the results back. You don't have to worry.
No worries until you get your results back.
Okay.
Right.
It's a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing.
We don't
to
need
say.
To hear from you. It's a little tough.
Right. Or I could go with Mike's response,
oh, no.
Which is what, Mike?
I'm going to need more proof.
I'm going to need more proof.
There you go.
I'm going to need more proof.
Every
that's
10
a pretty
minutes,
one. That's
please.
A funny
one.
Yeah.
All right. At number three,
oh,
Apollo, what should I say or what should my response be?
I think the best would be to record yourself saying, okay, thanks, and save the video, and then keep resending that same
just
video.
Just keep resending the video. So respond to a video with a video.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
Or
like
show that. Them the time each stamp each time, too.
I like that. Tom, at number two, your thoughts.
You could put down anything, and every 10 minutes, respond, anything yet? Anything yet?
Every 10 right. minutes, respond to her.
Oh, that would just make her so nervous.
Anything yet. All right. And finally, in at number one, you believe the response should be what, Nick?
New phone, who dis?
New phone, who dis? new phone. Who dis? All right, hold on.
I don't think she...
Oh, hold on. I'm sending it right now.
Oh, and it's dis, not this,
yeah.
right? Okay.
New phone. By the way, I saw an old Family Guy where Peter was wearing a shirt that said, new phone, who dis?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, new phone, who dis?
I'm not sure if she... Will understand.
I think you've used that one before. You've actually used that one before. That's kind of like an Eric staple right there.
New phone, who dis? Opening up about your addiction. Your addiction to what? 312-233-1019. Ray, you've got bags and bags of them.
Bags and bags of goldfish.
Goldfish, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. You know, Ray, you know what it is about goldfish? I don't think I like them until I start eating them, and then I realize I love these.
And then you have the whole bag, and then you're like, oh.
Right, then you feel bad about yourself.
Did you have that big, like, cardboard container one, you know?
Yes. That's correct.
You're like in the shape of a milk carton.
That's a giant
milk carton.
That's the Costco size,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can't get enough. Sean.
Yes.
Hi.
The Red Lobster gummy bears from Trader Joe's. They have to be from Trader Joe's.
That is a very specific gummy bear.
Kidding.
Are they red lobster flavor?
Yes, and they're shaped like a little red lobster.
But they don't taste like lobster. They're just shaped Violetta was concerned it was lobster-flavored gummy bears.
I thought it was lobster biscuit.
They're just shaped that way. Okay. Your addiction, Lisa, it's out of control. You'll admit it.
Cheetos.
I'm with you on that one.
Yes.
Now, you like them puffed or crunchy?
Or hot, all three.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, yeah.
She'll take anything.
You do have an addiction. Yeah. Just a taste. Just a taste. Joanne.
Yes.
Your addiction is what?
Chip Ahoy's.
Chip Ahoy's. Chips Ahoy. You enjoy those, Whip?
I do like those.
I do. Yeah. More than Oreos?
No. Nothing more than Oreos.
Yeah.
Those are hard.
Those are delicious. All right, the mix, 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who with the most Zoom meetings today? Whip's been doing the story. You probably saw it yesterday. Maybe you heard more about it today. Zoom fatigue. It's become an actual diagnosable condition with symptoms. Symptomatic. Does it have symptoms, Whip?
Yeah, while your brain feels overly taxed.
Hold those symptoms.
Okay, yeah.
Hold those symptoms.
Got it.
But it just does.
It does have symptoms.
Okay. Have one ready for each one of these people.
Okay.
All right. Hi there, Caitlin.
Hi. Good
morning. Zoom meetings. You have a lot of them?
I got six today.
Six Zoom meetings today. And as an example, how long will each one last?
Each one's about 50 minutes long.
50. Ooh. 50. Yeah.
That's like your whole day.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a student, so all our classes, literally everyone is on Zoom.
There you go. That's a sign of the times. Now, one of these symptoms of Zoom burnout. First of all, Caitlin, do you think that you have it?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Zoom fatigue. Okay. One of the symptoms would be what? Whip, give us one.
Your brain feels taxed.
Does your brain feel taxed?
Oh, for sure.
Yep, you got it.
Yep. The old brain tax.
You got it. All right. Thank you. Come on. Hi there, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. How many Zoom meetings today?
Eight.
Woo! Eight. And how long will each one of them last?
About an hour.
Good God.
That's literally your whole work day.
Oh, my God. Are you anxious to just go back to work?
Well, I am back at work.
So you're going to work but having the Zoom meeting?
Yes.
That's what they do around here. What are the reasons that you're doing it?
I'm a school principal and all my staff are off and I have to have meetings with all kinds of people.
I know. Sure is. Some of them you don't even like.
You know what you should do? Unplug your internet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
power that thing down. Be a leader. Whip, another symptom of Zoom fatigue. You have another one?
Yeah, you're just sick of looking at yourself on the screen.
Is that true or false?
Absolutely true, but the biggest, you're probably going to ask this, but the biggest symptom I have, I got 10 hours of sleep last night, and I'm exhausted.
Right.
Just you're mentally plain old taxed. Exhaustion.
Your
yeah.
brain has just had enough and can't take any more. All right, so Caitlin has six. Mary has eight, both in the education field. Let's see if this one is the same. Hi, is it Dara?
It's Dara.
Dara, how many meetings today?
I have 10.
10 Zoom meetings today.
No.
Is that a heavy day for you? Do you ever have more?
On average, we have between 10 and 15.
Oh, my.
That is unbelievable.
How long do your meetings generally last?
Well, it depends, because they can be an hour, on average, 20 minutes. So they can just keep rolling into each other.
What do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
Nurse practitioner doing
telepsych. Okay. All right. So anywhere from 10 to 15 a day. Do you feel like you're still getting a lot out of the experience, or do you feel like you have Zoom fatigue too?
I definitely would say Zoom fatigue, but it's a great service. We're able to continue providing that service to clients, and so keep plugging forward.
There we go. Whip, do we have another symptom of Zoom fatigue for Dara?
You feel extra anxiety, feeling like you're on call all hours of the day and night.
Pretty much.
Yeah, look at that. Man, oh man, we are exhausted. Can we just go back to being people someday soon?
Please.
Let's hope so. Ladies, we need to hear from you. All the guys are calling.
Really?
We have all sorts of guys calling. Hang on, Nick. Hang on, Jason. Ladies, we really need to hear from you on this. The internet's asking. I mean, yo, internet, what's up?
Yeah.
312-233-1019. If you follow Answer the Internet on Instagram, one of the questions just asked, the internet wants to know, Would you rather date a 9 with a really annoying voice or a 4 with the sexiest voice ever? Which one of those would you choose? I really wanted to compare men and women. All the guys are calling.
Okay.
Where are you, ladies? I mean, we got guys stacked up.
Really? Come on, girls. We got to go in on this.
What's up?
Right.
It's so weird. Here they come. 312-233-1019. Nick,
yes.
Your vote would be?
It would be a 9 with an annoying voice. Because at a certain point, they all seem to become annoying voices.
All right. Well, that's one school of thought.
That is one way to look at it,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
Appreciate the input. See, I told you, ladies, you're going to want to weigh in, or you're just going to get steamrolled.
Nick.
I mean, maybe Nick's got a point. I don't know. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, I definitely want to date the 9, hands down.
The 9 with the annoying voice over the 4 with the sexiest voice ever. Why?
Well, you don't look at a voice.
Another good point.
Yeah, that's true.
You also can't mute it.
Another good point. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Give us that sexy voice.
Would you rather date a 9 with a really annoying voice or a 4 with the sexiest voice ever?
I would still go for the 9. The difference between a 9 and a 4 is pretty significant. If it was like a 6 or a 7, then maybe we could talk.
You know what? That is an excellent point. That is a great point. All right, let me give that to you then. What if it was a 9 with a really annoying voice or a 7 with the sexiest voice you've ever heard? Then what?
Yeah, I mean, but like, what are the other personalities? Okay, yeah, sure. We'll go to 7. We'll go to 7 only because I'm like a people person, but I hope that he's still a good person.
Aha. All right. Yeah, we don't have enough to work on. Yeah. We just have just this information.
Right.
This is all the internet is asking. Yo, what's up? Hi, Taylor.
Hi, I'd rather date a 4 with a better voice in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat?
Wow. In a heartbeat.
Reason being?
I can't stand an annoying voice.
What's that?
I can't stand an annoying voice.
Uh-huh. Even if he's a 9, even if he looks like Ryan Reynolds, you couldn't do it.
Nope, not at all.
Could not
no hesitation.
Do it. Whip, 9 with an annoying voice or 4 with the sexiest voice ever?
Yeah, 9 with the annoying voice.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, duh.
You boys.
Yeah, you'll get over it.
Oh, well, you boys, watch. Violetta, 9 with an annoying voice or 4 with the sexiest voice ever?
4 with the sexiest
You're lying.
Voice ever. No, I'm not. I don't care that much about looks.
You don't.
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't. I'm not superficial
like
that, Eric.
You know what it is? Violetta's like, I don't care about looks that much on them. I care about the looks on me.
Right. Yeah, I do. I do care about myself.
All guys, we had 10 guys call. All 10 voted on the 9. When the women started calling in, 6 out of them voted for the 4.
Oh, my God.
Yo, internet, what's up?
Tell me what's trending. Video sending.
Right. Mixed Morning Mindbender. New survey by Plenty of Fish reveals the average single person will go on how many dates in a year? Denise, how many?
10.
10 dates in a year. No. Violetta, you think that's too high or too low?
Way too low.
Whip?
Yeah, too low, but not way too low.
Too low is right. Too low is correct. How many dates the average single person in a year, Chris?
Unlucky number 13.
There it is, right there. 13 dates in a year. So why are you rubbing your temples, Violetta?
Where's the love? Only 13 dates?
Remember, this is the average single person. That means some of them, some single people are tearing it up, and others are going, I'm taking some time off.
My guess was 104.
One every 3 days?
Yeah. I thought 2 dates a week for 52 weeks, and I thought 1 during the weekend and 1 during the week. Like, you know, you're like, find someone for the weekday, and then you're like, okay, I can go out on Friday or Saturday.
I don't follow any of that. You must be thinking only from one perspective, because, I mean, if you go out on 100 dates in a year, that could get pricey.
Oh, yeah.
Because the average person spends $1,700 a year on dating right now.
Whoa, and that's in 13 dates.
Right.
Imagine if it was 104.
Yeah. You doing the math there? Can't be done, Violetta.
That's a lot.
You know what's going to happen? Your dates are going to have to move into your house with your parents and Bronco and Vera.
No, I'm a cheap date because I share everything.
The average person spends how long getting ready for a date? How long does it take, like you, Violetta, to get ready for a date? How long?
I would say 40 minutes.
40. How long would it take you, Whip, for a date like with your wife to go out?
Oh, man, like 40 seconds?
Right. I was like, maybe 7 minutes. Maybe.
Well, actually, if I'm washing my hair, an hour 30.
The average person spends 55 minutes getting ready for a date. 55. 10% of people have borrowed money to go on a date because they go on 104 dates and they can't afford it.
Right.
90% of people say chemistry and conversation are far more important than the cost of the date.
Really?
I think we would all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
well,
God,
and
yeah.
That's why you hate spending the money when you have no chemistry.
Right. Now, this is what I would like to focus on here. And it could be difficult to find it, but man, if we can find it, I want to hear this story. 5% of men have had their credit card declined when paying a bill on a date.
Oh!
Have you been on that date?
Oh, yeah.
But you know that feeling sometimes when you transfer money, you're like, I hope it hits before she swipes.
312-233-1019. Have you been on this date where the credit card, either yours or theirs, was declined? 5% of men have had their credit card declined when paying the bill on a date.
That's tough.
Violetta said that she, Whip, had this happen to her with her credit card.
Oh, that's tough stuff.
Was it your credit card?
No, I have a story when I served. Like, I was serving, and this couple was on a date, and the guy's credit card got denied. So I was like, oh, I got to go tell this guy. He has it. I was almost considering just, like, letting it go. And
that's
like,
the forgotten component. Yeah. The server is involved in the process, too.
Embarrassing.
So then I went up to him, and I pretended we didn't take that credit card. Like, I was like, oh, we actually I'm like, the machine, I don't know. It's, like, not taking that. And he's like, you don't take Visa? I'm like,
No, we're a non-Visa place.
I know, like, he's
fighting me. We only take Discover and Diners Club. That's it.
He's, like, questioning me. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to help you here. It's all declined. Right.
Perhaps you should run to the ATM where there's no money.
Right, right.
Decline credit cards. Is it Siraj? Hello?
This is Siraj.
Siraj, yeah, decline credit card?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, welcome. Hi, welcome.
Oh, no. First, love you guys on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So 10 years ago, went on a date with my wife, had a nice pizza at Giordano's in Little Italy.
Yeah.
And then when the time came to pay, I took out my credit card, tried to pay. It kept declining. And the server server came up to me and said, decline. And I started... you know, sweating it.
I'm sweating right now, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I realized that my jacket was on the floor heater, and so the credit card had kind of heated up and melted.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's an angle to take.
Right. You know what? That's Giordano's might want to turn down the heat a little bit.
Right. But also,
it is like really warm in here, isn't it? You're on a date, you're like, oh, whoa, man, oh, man.
Babe, you're hot, but I'm sweating.
I mean, did somebody spice up this pizza, or is it 91 degrees in here? Wow. All right. Hi, Steven.
Hi, how's it going?
Credit card was declined?
Yeah, so back in 2010, my ex-girlfriend and I went to the movies, and we had went up to the snack counter after we got in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she swiped her card, and it got declined about 3 times. So I told the guy I would have to run to my bank, if anything, and he said, don't worry about it, and he actually gave us what we were trying to buy for free.
What a total scam you had going. Did you check the temperature inside the movie theater? It is really hot in here.
Could you put my card in the freezer first?
Has my card been next to the popcorn machine? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, man. So incredibly uncomfortable. Yo, Internet. What's up? Another Internet question. Saw it on Instagram. Answer the Internet. If you had one free throw, and if you make it, you get $1 million. But if you miss it, you never get to text again. Would you shoot it? 312-233-1019. Rebecca.
Yes.
Would you shoot it?
I would shoot it.
You definitely would shoot it. You'd go for the $1 million and risk the no more texting for the rest of your life.
I definitely would. I've played ball all my life. I got this. Yeah.
I would think that that would be a consideration on what level of basketball skills you believe that you have as to whether or not you would shoot it.
I know I have. And also, I would go without texting. Who wouldn't want to hear this voice?
Who would what?
People wouldn't want to hear this voice.
That's true.
I could yeah. call.
That's right. Right.
That's right. You've got calls. We could just hear your lovely voice okay. nonstop. Thank you, Rebecca.
She'd make the shot, I can tell.
Would you shoot it or not shoot it, Whip? $1 million if you make it, no texting if you don't.
I'm going to go.
Just walk away.
No, no. I'm going to take the shot. I'm probably going to miss the shot, but even the slight chance I make it, $1 million, I can't turn that chance down.
Okay. Violetta. There's no way you shoot it. You just drop the ball and walk away and text somebody. I just took a pass on this.
Do you believe it?
No, I don't think I would shoot it. I mean, people miss it in the NBA. I'm not making it.
There you go. Your texting is way too valuable.
Oh, totally.
For you.
It's worth $1 million.
Way too valuable. We spoke to 10 people on Yo Internet, what's up? If you had one free throw and you make it, you get $1 million. But if you miss it, you never get to text again. Would you shoot it? What percentage said they would shoot it? Give me that ball. I'm knocking this thing down.
8 of 10 said they would.
3 of 10.
7 of 10 are going to shoot that. Yo, Internet. That's what they say.
What's up?
Tidbit Wednesday. Let's continue. Britney Spears says she got carried away with full body art for henna art. Henna art. Full body henna art.
I want to do henna.
But she did it over her entire body, and even she's like, all right, that was probably too much.
Yeah.
Covered her full body in the traditional Indian body art. I think I'm going for a bohemian look in the second picture. I'm not sure what my hands or my hips are about. I guess I'm demanding attention. It might have gone too far, she says. Have you seen the picture?
No, I haven't.
It is really strange.
Is it crazy?
Feeling stressed? Whip keeps talking about the story. Zoom stress is a real thing.
Yeah.
Iceland is broadcasting people's yells of frustration to their scenic wilderness. So they're having people come out to the beautiful scenic wilderness of Iceland and just let rip. Oh. Just let go. Scream their lungs out. And now they're broadcasting it for everybody's amusement.
That's, wow. Hilarious.
In order to release all that stress and tension.
Okay.
With public pools closed, slip and slide sales are booming.
Yes.
I've been thinking about getting one.
Have you?
Yeah, but I feel
it
like,
is a broken ankle waiting
yeah,
to happen.
Are you
it
too totally big is. To go down the slip and slide
no,
without getting hurt?
You're never too big.
I don't think so.
You can totally do that. In fact, that would be a great TikTok video.
Yeah.
And I know how much you love the talk.
I
true.
Sure do.
You know, we're talking about social distancing and the Wheel of Fortune with Regis. A new study says bats are better at social distancing than people.
Okay.
Out of the University of Texas, where, you know, bats are a big deal down there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, the bridge.
Oh,
the bridge
you
in
told
Austin,
us about this. That's
where
right.
Hundreds of thousands of bats come out every night.
Yeah, that's right.
When they're sick or feeling bad, the bats are not interested in any type of social interaction. They decrease their physical social encounters with one another through reduced movement. So even the bats know when I'm sick, I'm staying away from the other bats.
Okay, wow, interesting. Look at that.
Yeah, they figured that out. Professional cuddlers are offering virtual snuggle sessions during the lockdown.
Right.
Which just, you know, it's already creepy enough that you're a professional cuddler. Now you've taken it to another level of creepy by trying to do it virtually.
I've heard about all the industries which have suffered during the pandemic. I bet you the professional cuddler business has been very bad.
If you were calling, though, would you want to be cuddled or cuddle? Like Big Spoon or Little Spoon?
Hmm. I'd like to go spoon free.
I'd like to go with the bats.
What?
Hang out by myself.
A bicycle thief steals back own bike and leaves funny note.
Oh.
In Dublin, Ireland, a Dublin cyclist has gone viral for leaving a brilliant message behind when they stole their bike back. Didn't take any old bike, it was theirs. Passersby in Smithfield were very amused by the handmade sign that was taped onto the railing, sharing photos on social media. The message written in bright orange ink reads, "If you're looking for the gray bike, I stole it back. It was mine. Photos and serial number to prove it. So long, sucker."
Oh. Great story.
I like that.
Give me my bike back.
I like that. Australian bar is forced to ban their famed emus for stealing food and drinks.
Oh,
so it's a bar that, I guess, lets emus walk around.
Right, but, you know, they'll get your stuff.
That's right. Which they've been doing forever. I don't know why it's a problem now. In the outback, Australia, in the watering hole, has barred the big birds from the premises following a series of incidents. The emus, Australia's largest native bird, was originally raised near Queensland's remote Yaraka Hotel, and they've become a local tourist attraction. But as they've grown older, they began climbing the steps into the pub and wreaking more havoc than any overserved patron by stealing customers' food, drinks, and car keys.
Mm-hmm.
And also relieving themselves inside of cars.
Oh.
So somehow they managed to work the car keys,
right,
get in the car, and pee.
Yeah, you're not going to let me in the restaurant bathroom? I'll show you.
And you know how earlier this week we had the guy on who dove down and got Anthony Rizzo's ring? He found Anthony Rizzo's ring?
Yeah.
Vermont farmer finds prosthetic leg lost by skydiver in his soybean field.
Oh, look
at
that.
Oh, my God. Another needle in a haystack.
Skydiver jumps out of a plane, leg falls off.
Wow.
Lands in soybean field, farmer finds it.
Wow. Oh.
Double amputee Chris Marquez went for a jump Saturday at the Vermont Skydiving Adventures and lost one of his prosthetic legs after leaping from the plane. I think my adrenaline was so high and I was just so excited, I didn't even realize I'd lost it.
Oh, my God.
Macris, who was harnessed to an instructor, landed safely. He then put out word on social media, "Hey, I seem to have lost my leg." That's when farmer Joe Mazalowski saw the post before finding the prosthetic on Sunday in his soybean field. Beyond a few scratches, it was undamaged.
That's wow. Great.
"You've always got to keep an eye out," said Maslowski, who compared the discovery to a needle in a haystack. He said he was grateful he found the leg without running over it with a machine during the fall harvest.
I know, that's great. That
must be made extremely well.
Yeah, he's got his leg back. Skydiver got his leg back. Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. You think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.